good evening, everybody, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. I hope wherever you're listening tonight in Auckland, a bit of bad weather coming through, first time in months. Some rain and wind, but by the time you're listening to us in Christchurch on Saturday night, hopefully the sun is shining down there on Easter Saturday night and Easter Sunday, listening in Wellington and Kapiti Coast. And greetings to everybody else listening around New Zealand and around the globe on planetaudio.org.nz. We're going to be seeing a lot of listeners normally listening in Kilkern, but they're in Japan this week, so a couple of requests coming through later on tonight, and I hope you can stay with us. Of course, the big news, Rory McIlroy won the Masters at the weekend, and he's been dominating the news, not alone in Ireland, but globally over the last few days, and I'm sure there'll be a big welcome from him when he gets back to Ireland later this weekend. We've got a special interview tonight with Pat Short. Pat is here in New Zealand in 3 weeks' time at the Sky City Theatre with his special show, Knuckle Down. He's at Sky City, Auckland, on Sunday the 11th of May, and you can get tickets there by going on to Take a Take. I'll give you the details later. And we've got two double passes to give away, so if you stay tuned, we'll give you details on how you can win the tickets. We'll start off tonight, as I mentioned, the Saw Doctors last week performed up with in Dublin with the concert orchestra this beautiful song. I didn't have it last week. We got tonight. We'll give it a go here. It's a beautiful song.
Same old town, same old drizzle, same old
Yes, the Saw Doctors, the same old town with the RTE Concert Orchestra. And there's a nice little video clip of the Saw Doctors up online there with them travelling up from Tuam to Dublin. And they were on the Tommy Tiernan show, and then they recorded the same old town with the Concert Orchestra. So it's really, really good. Welcome along. You're listening to Ireland Calling. I've just clicked on some of the various Irish websites here, and the Irish Independent is leading with a breaking news story. Teen killed and another hospitalised after tractor crash in Leitrim. Gardaí launch murder probe after fatal stabbing of a 31-year-old man previously convicted of manslaughter in Youghal. Tucker Carlson interviews Conor McGregor and visits pub as fighter eyes presidential run. And I am sure that McGregor has little or no chance of getting on the ballot paper to become the next president of Ireland. So he can pretty much pack up that bag and head off soon. But I see he's trying to bring extra evidence in an appeal against the conviction last year in the civil courts for the rape of Narita Hand. Certainly trying to dominate the news, and of course he's got friends in high places in America, as we know. Enough about him. Government reaches deal to share files with OMA inquiry into the 1998 real IRA bombing atrocity is another story. And Ali Hewson, wife of Bono, wins battle to halt luxury Dublin housing scheme as developer did not seek further planning permission. And Martin Brahney from my own parish in the Independent on Wednesday talks about intense Cork hype has given warped view of hurling's All-Ireland contenders. Of course, some big games coming up, but there's one man and his daughter and wife and friends that have dominated the headlines of all the papers over the last two or three days is Rory McIlroy from Hollywood and County Down, who won the Masters to add to his other five majors. So he's got the green jacket, and I've no doubt that he will go on and win many more golf tournaments because he's still very, very young. The weather in Ireland last week was beautiful, but this week not so good. As I said, we've got listeners all over the world listening to Ireland Calling, but one of our listeners who's normally listening, Lisa Karen Kilcairn, is listening to us in Japan this week because she's over there for a few weeks with her son Colin, and she's visiting Osaka, Kyoto, Hiroshima, Hakone, Tokyo, and then with a visit to China to walk on the Great Wall on the way back to Kilcairn. So we're going to play a few songs for Nora here. The first one is The Dance of the Cherry Tree by John Spillane, and say hello to her other son Sean that listens every week in Birmingham, England.
At your feet, you know you've traveled all around the sun. as young as I used to be. So it means even more to me to see the dance of the cherry trees. They seem to be saying, is it only to me? We've traveled all around the sun, you know it's taken us 1 whole year.
The dance of the cherry tree, and the cherry tree are blossoming everywhere at the moment over there in Ireland. Of course, our leaves are getting a bit browner here and falling off our trees, so we're dedicating that to Nora Keane, who's travelling with her son Colin in Japan this week. I hope, Nora, you're having a good time over there. I was in Japan in 19 and I went to quite a few of those places you're going to see, and I have to say the day I went to the museum in Hiroshima was an unbelievable experience. It took us about 3 or 4 hours to go through there and witness and see what happened, and we had to just basically, myself and my brother and brother-in-law, had to really just sit and kind of take a half an hour of out just to kind of regather our thoughts again after witnessing the history that was documented there with videos and photographs in that museum. Wonder whether we've learned much from then when you look and see at all the atrocities that's happening in the world at the moment. Welcome along. You're listening to Ireland Calling, which is brought to you by the Hugh Green Group. No doubt everybody getting ready for the winter holiday or the Easter holidays here. We've had a great run of weather in New Zealand, but sadly it looks like it's going to be a bit wet here over the next week, but we cannot complain. What else? Of course, the Irish Times, their stories. A great article there by Fintan O'Toole today about what he thinks of Trump and his tariffs. Of course, Trump came out the other day and said he's getting ready to decide what tariffs to put on to the pharmaceutical businesses. And he did mention Ireland. Of course, Ireland exports about nearly $50 billion worth of pharmaceuticals to the States. All of these pharmaceuticals are manufactured in Ireland. The companies that obviously employ the Irish people are all US companies that are there, as I said before, because there's a great workforce that can do the work that they need, and they're obviously getting a really good break on tax as well, paying that corporate tax. The highest rate they pay is 15%, but many of them can really pay a lot less, lesser tax than that. But who was the greatest Irish sports star of them all? That's a heading there. Well, we'll come back and let you know who it is. Of course, the GAA is getting into full swing. We'll give you results from games last week, and we'll give you the upcoming fixtures coming up this weekend. After this next piece of music, we'll, what do you call it, take the interview from Pat Short. Up next, Christy Moore and Sunny Stream. Sunny, don't go away.
standing out on its throne. And Sonny works the land, and though he's barely a man, there's not much to do. He just does what he can. He sits by the window of his room on the stairs, watching the waves gently wash on the pier. Many years have passed on, the sun is old and alone. His daddy, the sailor, he never came home. Sometimes he wonders what his life might have been. But from the grave, Mama still haunts his dream. Sonny, don't go away. Daddy's a sailor, he never comes home. Nights are so long, silence goes on. I'm feeling so tired, and I'm not all that strong. Sonny, don't.
Wonderful voice of Christy Moore and a lovely song called Sonny, and you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you each week here with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Every story I look at, I'm looking at stories about McIlroy. We'll come back after the interview with Pat Short and find out who's the best sportsman of all time. Only Leinster left from the Irish teams in the playoffs for rugby. Sadly, Munster well beaten by Bordeaux, and then my own province Connacht were very unlucky. They were placed in Racing 92, and they had a great lead, and Racing 92 were down to 14 players for most of the game, but they basically snatched defeat from the jaws of victory. They basically should have won and set up a home semi-final in the Challenge Cup. And winning that will get them back into the Heineken Cup next year. So a lot of disappointment from Connacht rugby fans. But as I said, Pat Short is coming to New Zealand to Sky City on Sunday the 11th of May. Him and his daughter Faye, they've got a comedy show. They've been touring Australia from in a week's time, starting there, and then he's over here. So I caught up with him last week. I thought he was in Limerick, where he normally lives, but no, he was down in another part of Ireland. If he comes through here now,
Limerick, and Pat, you're very welcome to Ireland Calling.
Listen, thank you very much. I'm actually in Dunmore East, looking out over the bay here. It's stunning at the moment. Beautiful. But just, we're doing a bit of work around the country, finishing up the tour before we get out.
Heat wave on over there at the moment. 24 degrees in Westport today.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's like being out. I was in Rome 2 weeks ago, and it's warmer here. It's absolutely amazing. It's a new Ireland in April.
I hope the summer doesn't come in April. Give us a bit of a background. You grew up in Thurles from a small family.
I have a very small Irish family of 12. I did, yeah, I grew up in Thurles and left Thurles, I suppose, at 18 and went to our college in Limerick, where I met up with John Kenny, and we kind of started having a crack and writing sketches and playing together and touring. And we, after about 4 years of that, we came up with The Unbelievables, that show, and that went on to be a huge success in Ireland. And we toured all over the world with that. Funny enough, in all the touring we did down through the years, we never made it to Australia or New Zealand. Which is strange, but I suppose the Irish have really moved out there now, and it is a place to tour. But we toured all over America, we toured all over Europe, as far away as Zambia, Zimbabwe, and even Moscow.
So, right. You wouldn't, I don't think you'd get to Moscow easily enough these days, but...
I don't know if you want to.
Yeah. And comedy, it just grew. Obviously, you went around, toured around Ireland, like some of the scenes you can see there on night and stuff like that. The two of you down the back of the church, like, as a good church-going man myself, like, I can relate to that. I'm in my early 60s now, but I can know two people down the back of a full church that would have been that 40 years ago in Ireland.
So we would have seen it. Would you believe when I was a youngster, I used to send newspapers outside the cathedral at Turles, out of the back of a horse box. But it was from that, I remember seeing the boys at the back of the church all standing up every Sunday morning at all the masses, and that's where that kind of sparked that idea.
And when you travelled, you said yourself and John, I'm not sure how many Irish people would have been in Moscow. Was it predominantly Irish audience that came to see you in America?
American, but predominantly, but it was mixed, because we Stephen John played in the Irish Arts Centre in New York, so it's a lovely theatre, it's a small theatre. It's actually, they've built a new place there recently, but we did Munster, we played for a long time, but we became very friendly with Frank McCourt and Malachy McCourt, and they had a play called A Couple of Blackguards, which they toured all across America, and it was a huge success from. It was actually the precursor to Angela's Ashes. And they were great Limerick men, as well as people would know, and John did a Limerick man. I was an honorary Limerick man, still am. They came to the show to see us, Richard Harris, and all these different Limerick connections. So they put the word out to the theaters in America that we were touring, and as a result, we toured across the Midwest, St. Paul, all across Chicago, and all of us there, and predominantly American audiences we were playing to, which was unusual. Funny enough, Moscow, we were out there on a cultural exchange with Irita, when they were building and opening and establishing all the
police,
yeah, around the world. They had a big one in Moscow. So there was a big festival with loads of musicians around, traditional musicians, concert musicians, O'Connor, the pianist, and all playing different venues. And that's how we ended up there. And that was great. That was like 80% Russian at the gig. Actually, it was a huge, big theater. And I remember people shouting us, go slow.
talk fast. Is it hard?
Well, I think
do you have to keep, like, for the different audiences, do you have to invent a new stuff? Do you have to do a bit of research about where you are and tell a few stories? Or do you just stick to it?
No, we stick to the same show. I mean, we always work on the principle, if you're going to go and see the Bolshoi Ballet in Dublin, you want to go and see a Russian dance company. You don't want to see a Russian dance company doing river dance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So when we go, we stick to the comedy and the characters that we do, which are all Irish characters, and the whole show is very, very much Irish. And you're conscious of maybe your accent that's maybe not rushing as much, because the delicate New Zealand ear might not be able to keep up with us. But we don't want to compromise the show either. It's still be the same level of Irish madness into the theatre.
Well, of course, with the Unbelievables, you had great success. But you yourself, Pat, you've had a lot of success on the silver screen as well. You've featured in quite a few movies, and everybody here will remember you from being the barman, John Joe Devine, and the Banshees of Inisherin. What was it like recording that?
That was incredible. Funny enough, Colin Farrell was probably the only actor I hadn't worked with before on set. I worked with Brendan and all the other cast, and Martin McDonagh. I'd done two or three of his plays. I'd done Cripple Village Man in the West End and on Broadway as well. So I'd worked with Martin extensively. But it was a big production. It really, really was. And I love Martin's work, and he's such an amazing storyteller. And that you knew while you were making it, this is something special. There's going to be a lot of attention to this. So, and then when, of course, all the Oscar nominations and all the buzz about it happened, it was very exciting. There was great drama. I missed the opening night in Dublin because I was in Los Angeles and I was out there for another film, and yet I had to do an opening of the Banshees out there because I was the only cast member in Los Angeles at the time. So I got invited to lots of things like that. And it was great. It was great fun.
Well, I'm not sure whether you know this, Pat, but the very bar that you were in on the set, that's in my hometown in Kilkerran in East Galway.
Is that what it is? I was familiar. They invited me up to the opening. Unfortunately, I couldn't make it. But I believe they reconstructed the whole band. Like, it was an incredible set. It's hard to explain to people. I mean, there was proper Hollywood in the west of Ireland. Even the village where the where the scenes were outside the shop and the post office, and everything, that was all built on the harbour in Atlow. None of it is there today, which is very sad, actually, because it was stunning bit of work.
Well, the next time you're in the west of Ireland there, you'll have to call into Meath Pub and Kilkerne, and you can have a pint. They were all hoping that Taylor Swift and Colin Farrell would go there last year, but I think Taylor had other ideas. You know, she was busy. We're going to take a break, take a bit of music. The breakfast roll, tell us about this.
Oh, well, that was a funny one. That was something that went viral before viral existed. I wrote that song for a show I was doing. I was doing a character who was an abuser and playing a bit of music. And I suppose the song was kind of loosely based around a sketch I did with the Unbelievers in the Sweet Shop, where it was like one of them and two of them, and the Butch is one of them and two of them. And because I used to go to work in the morning when I was writing the show, to the office of the studio in Limerick, and they were building the motorway outside Limerick, so I'd come in around 10 o'clock to get the newspaper and a bit of milk for the office, and they've got 100 high-vis jackets and builders in front of me all get the breakfast roll with the 2 eggs, 2 sausages, 2 restaurants, no sauce, all that. So I went into the studio and wrote the song literally one day straight after being coming from the queue, because a simple liter of milk would take me about an hour to get out of the shop, and I did it on the Late Late Show just to promote the show, and it went bananas, absolutely bananas. And we had to record it before Christmas and get it out on the airways and into the shops. We had to go and get it done in Germany because we couldn't get any place in Ireland. It's so close to, or even so close to Christmas. And,
right.
We got it pressed, and it was just busy time of the year, getting everything done for Christmas. So we had to get it done in the studio in Germany, and it got it out in Ireland. And I think to this day, biggest selling single ever in Ireland.
Well, we give it a rod here.
Here's a tune, Les, that means an awful lot to me. I know it means feck all to Breeda down there. It's a tune called the Jumbo Breakfast Roll, and it goes something like this. And some sauce and that. Says, are you doing my roll? Now whether you're the chippy or the bummer or the bricky or the team, just can't throw. I'm showering lads coming back from the rise and the crowds are on your own. If you're walking up a ladder, feeling a big sweater, and find yourself digging in a hole, there's no sight better than mint and butter and the jumbo breakfast roll. 2 eggs, 2 sausages, 2 lettuce, 2 bacon, 2 mutton, 1 black, 1 white. Oh, set like a tower on top of each other and round up good and tight. And some sauce and that. Says, I doing my roll. Now just the other day after me rolling day, me go on off a leg. When I went to me doctor, says he, that's a natural flappy, or I'm a different man of a break. I bet they noticed somebody was that, was that bloody Bob Dylan. So I'm changing lifestyle, if you want 5 miles, see, I didn't go no. But get from me head, say you do run the eggs on the jumbo breakfast roll. 2 eggs, 2 sausages, 2 lettuce, 2 make it 2 button, 1 and some sauce and that. Says, I you doing my roll? All right, let's take it nice and handy now. Sandra's coming. Sandra's coming out. It's looking pretty good, bloody laugh. Now the years have moved on, and my life has changed, and now I'm a different man. I'm after losing 3 stone, doing line with a girl called Joan, and we're both vegetarian, I am. Now my blood sugar levels are good to go, and my cholesterol is low, but in the morning I sell my soul. Just to sit outside on your max on emo shells, die for good. A little jumbo breakfast roll. 2 eggs, 2 sausages, 2 lettuce, 2 bacon, 2 mutton, 1 black, 1 white. Oh, stack like a tower on top of each other and round up want some sauce and that. Says I know am I old.
Yes, the jumbo breakfast roll, and we're talking to the man that sang that song right now, Pat Short. And Pat and his daughter Faye are here touring New Zealand on in May, and they're at the Sky City Theatre on the 11th of May, Sunday. The show starts at 7 o'clock. You can get tickets on Ticketek, and I'll give you details after this interview on how you can be in with a chance to win two double passes, thanks to the promoter that I'm giving away. We'll go back to Pat here.
Well, you're listening to Ireland Calling, and my special guest tonight is Pat Short. Pat is on the way to New Zealand along with his daughter Faye. They're performing as part of the New Zealand Comedy Festival. They're in the Sky City Theatre in Auckland on Sunday, May 11th. And you get on to the Comedy Festival website and you can get all the details on tickets there. The show is called Knuckle Down. So what can people expect, Pat, when they go along to see Faye and you in a few weeks' time?
Well, this is a great bit of madness and a great bit of Irish madness, I think is the best way to put it. But the characters are all, like, they're very ordinary Irish characters, talking ordinary, but as anyone who's been to Ireland or anyone from Ireland would say, it's some of the simplest conversations from people are the funniest things you'll ever hear in Ireland. If you overhear conversations in pubs or shops or wherever. So it's each character is like that. We base the show loosely around education, around going to school. I think me and Faye have a good hop off each other as well when we're doing different stand-up routines. And then I do it. People might remember a teacher character I did years and years ago, and I brought him back in and modernised him a little bit into the show. And it's I'd be known for getting down into the audience as well.
Brilliant.
And having the crack. Well, and unfortunately Faye would be with us this morning, which she's presenting a show for RT, so she's can't be with us to explain herself, but she does a wonderful character who's a mother outside the shop, and they're all a mother outside school in the dressing gown waiting to pick up the kids, which we would have observed a few times.
And of course the two of you relate well together, because on Facebook anytime I turn it on you click in a video, the two of you are there, you're there with your helmet and your hard hat and your bed has a bit of a builder, but it's a minute, and you kind of want it to go on for a bit longer, but I suppose it whets the appetite for people to come along and see you. So comedy is going well. Look at Ireland here. We had Amble here a few weeks ago. I think Kingfisher are coming. We had Kneecap. These bands are coming back, like in the 90s after I came here. We had Christy Moore, we had Mary Black, we had a lot of really great Stockton's Wing, and the MC for what was called the Guinness Celebration of Music was another great comedian, I'm sure you knew him well, Neil Tobin. But then there was a spell where we didn't have much, but in the last few months now we've had quite a few Irish entertainers here, and more like yourself and Faye coming along, which is great for the Irish community living so far away from home.
Listen, I think that's the key to it as well, bring a bit of Ireland over with us, and when people come to see the show, they'll go home, they'll be at home for a few hours with us anyway. I hope so.
It'll be good. Now, before we go, Tipperary, what happened? You got beaten at the weekend by Cork, so looks like it could be a tough year.
That was a sore one for me. I grew up, I'm in that era where Cork beat us every Sunday when I was a young fella. That's a very good Tipperary team, but that's a very strong Cork team. And it was lovely to see some of the way the forwards played on the Cork side, even though they were just running rings around us at one stage. I thought Tipperary made a very good comeback in the game, but I think it was over at half time. But what a display of hurling and the weather and looking at it, and just it tees up the championship for the year. It's so exciting. I love the championship every year, and this year Munster is just like Liberty dominated for a good few years, but I think now they're matched. It'll be hard to beat Cork. I think there's another game in Tipperary definitely, and Clare won the All Ireland last year. They seem to have gone back a bit, but they're always there and thereabouts. So it's going to be a great Munster hurling championship, and then you're going to look at Kilkenny and Galway and all the rest of them, Antrim and that. But I do think the Munster's the one to watch. It's going to be very exciting.
Well, for 20 years here, I linked up with RT and broadcast the hurling final. We always used to chat to the great Micheál and Murray Hertzig. Of course, Micheál is gone since the All-Ireland final last year, and another great Gael was laid to rest last week, Mick O'Dwyer.
Mick O'Dwyer, gosh, yeah. Nasher, listen, those voices are gone. It's an awful shame, but that's life.
Brilliant. Well, Pat, delighted to talk to you. We look forward to seeing you down here on the 11th of May, and travel well, enjoy Australia, and there'll be a big welcome on the mat here when you come to New Zealand.
Looking forward to it, Oliver. We have some great friends in Auckland, so we're looking forward to meeting up and having a great session down there.
Good man, Pat.
Oh, I don't know. There's nothing for it left but to have a pint on Monday. On Tuesday I have two. On Wednesday I have three and four. And Thursday another few. On Friday I'll do the latter and a way back from the dome. All weekend I get hammered singing cash prices. Me only mother of God. Oh, where do me money go? I diddly-idle, no. I dreamt the other morning I was listening to George Lee telling me of the hardship that was about to befall me. He said you'd want to tighten up your belt and talk of doom and gloom. I lay there fighting in my estate which come raining on one room. So I left my mind on Monday. On Tuesday I left you. On Wednesday I left three or four. Thursday another few. On Friday I'll do the law and the way back from the door. And I'll begin to get hammered singing cash prices. Me only wonder of God. Where did everybody go? I diddly idle, diddly idle, diddly idle, no. Now I've seen fucking bad enough. I knew I didn't have a bum. When who came on the radio but the bold Eddie Hobbs. Says he said goodbye to your Maserati. Your house in Brisbane. The fancy shoes with Vision and the Armani suit and gray. I left my friend on Monday. On Tuesday I left you. On Wednesday I left three or four. On Thursday another few. On Friday I'll do the law. And the way back from the dawn. And on weekend I get hammered singing cash prices. Me all in one and a half. Where did me money go? I diddly idle, diddly idle, diddly idle, no. I should have listened to Mick Williams talking down the property boom. I invested in more property from Mombasa to Macro. I bought a pound in Alicante and another one in Spain. I'd love to have a look at them, but I can't afford to blame. I left my fight on Monday, on Tuesday I left you. On Wednesday I left you for Thursday not a few. On Friday I'll do the law, on the way back from the door. At the weekend I can have a singing cash prize. Me only mother of God, how can me money go? But my only consolation as I look around the hall is I'm not the only misfortunate clown who was left with bugger all. So I left my fight on Monday. On Tuesday I left you. On Wednesday I left three or four. On Thursday another few. On Friday I left in the hall. On the way back from the door. On weekend I get hammered singing cash prices. The only bundle I got. And where did my money go?
Yes, there he is, Pat Short, and another song from him, Where Did My Money Go? And before that, we had a nice chat with Pat. So his show is in Auckland on Sunday the 11th of May, 7 p.m. at the Sky City Theatre, and 7 o'clock kickoff. And you can get tickets by going on to the Ticketek website, and I've got two double passes to give away, so you can, if you want to be in the draw to win one of the two passes, send me an email, oliver@oliverlee.co.nz, oliver@oliverlee.co.nz, and give me the name of the county that Pat was born in or from. Of course, he doesn't live there now, he lives in Limerick, but he was in a county that was referred to there quite a few times during the interview, and we'll announce the winners in a few weeks' time. So great to catch up with him, and he's very entertaining, and hopefully his show here in Auckland will be a great success. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group, and you're listening to us in Auckland on a Wednesday night. Wellington on Sunday afternoon in Kapiti Coast, and Saturday night in Christchurch. And greetings to people listening around the globe and around New Zealand on planetaudio.org.nz. And of course, we're all preparing for Easter. Everybody looking forward to a bit of a break, holiday down here. But as I said, weather not really great in New Zealand at the moment. But we've had a good run over the last few months, so we cannot complain. Well, the GAA games are in full swing, and you can watch all the GAA games on GAA Go Plus, which is the streaming service. And you can go on there and find out all the different plans they have, and watch your county play. Well, not a good weekend for Wicklow last week. Played all right. They had 18 scores, 18 points. They lost to Dublin by 2 goals and 21 points to 18 points. Meath, they beat Offaly 125-21. This is all in the Leinster Championship. And Louth beat Laois 216-17 points. Up in Ulster, Cavan beaten by Tyrone 124-20 points. So that was all last weekend. Coming up this weekend, we got over in the west of Ireland, Leitrim against Mayo, and I know there'll be a dark cloud in Leitrim as a result of that breaking news tonight of a young boy killed, another one seriously injured in Leitrim. Leitrim battled hard in the league, but had to forfeit a game because of players that had retired, players that were injured, and players that were playing under 20 championships. So they'll be up against the strength of Mayo this weekend. So you'd predict Mayo would win that down. And Munster, you've got Clare against Tipperary, and you've got Cork against Kerry. You know, that'd be normally a Munster final, but they're meeting in the semi-final. Armagh up in Ulster, Fermanagh are playing down. And then there's quite a bit of hurling in Leinster. You've got Wexford against Antrim, Kilkenny against Galway out early, and Dublin against Offaly. So there's quite a few games, and there's so many other games on. And then on Sunday, Easter Sunday, Galway are playing Roscommon, Monaghan against Donegal, and Clare are playing Cork in the Hurling Championships. All-Ireland champions last year up against League, recently crowned League Championships. And Pat's team, Tipperary, are playing Limerick. What a big game that will be. So a lot of games happening in GAA quarters are in Ireland this weekend. Amble, who were here recently, and Lonely Island.
not as bluesy as it first was. No longer the island of sun. Mountains are taller than ever before. I know it's not an island for one. The water's not as blue as it first was. It's no longer the island of sun. Are taller than ever before. I know it's not an island for a while.
Who are touring the States, I think, at the moment after being in Australia and New Zealand, and that's a song called Lonely Island, and you're listening to Ireland Calling, and I'm looking at the Examiner. No news yet on the missing Kerry farmer, Michael Gain, who's been missing almost a month now, and police, army involved, and nobody any further. Other teenager dies, yeah, the story in Leitrim after another accident. Another man was killed in Tipperary, or was killed Kilkenny on Friday night in a drive-on lawnmower type accident. So sadly, when the weather improves and people are out doing different things, things happen, and lots of accidents happen. Of course, Irish government are basically worried about what's going to happen with these Trump's tariffs. I'm just reading a story there on the BBC website, and a factory in China that have 300 or 400 workers, and 60% of their products are going to the States, and their production has come to a standstill at the moment. Nice story here. Daniel O'Donnell celebrates wife Magella's 65th birthday and welcomes forward that grandchild. And Daniel says here, he's talking about dementia. Daniel O'Donnell, I have first-hand experience of dementia. I've met and known a lot of people who've suffered from it and from Alzheimer's, and there's great sadness. You almost lose the person who you know for so many years. It's like a new personality that's invaded their body and mind, and pulled out all the stops for Magella's birthday party. And so there's his good news of their news of a new grandchild born in Australia. So well done to Daniel, always a popular singer in Ireland, and indeed in America and other parts of Europe and the UK, and of course always a great fan of New Zealand, and was here last year. Not sure how long will be till he's back here again. All right, we'll take another song and come back and nearly wrap up for another week. Yes, Celtic Woman and The Parting Glass, bringing us to the end of this week's programme. That reference to Daniel's story in The Examiner today is relates to the work he's doing to support Alzheimer's Tea Day, which takes place across Ireland on the 1st of May. And he was saying that his mother-in-law, Marion, suffers from dementia. So, Daniel, going well. That's about it for another week. Thanks to Hugh Green for the continued support of Ireland Calling. And look forward to being back again next week. And don't forget to enter that competition to win the tickets to see Pat and Faye Oliver at oliverlee.co.nz. Tell me what county he's from. And we'll leave you tonight with I've just got a song lined up here, All the Ways You Wander, another song from John Spillane, and we'll dedicate this to Nora, who's wandering around Japan at home. Good night, God bless.
Of life.